Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, doctor.
Hello. Ruth,
I am calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Bravo!
Yes.
You see that? I just talked about New Zealand and Australia. That's terrific. Honolulu, you're welcome.
Honolulu is halfway there. You're partway there.
My gosh.
Have you ever had a call from here before?
Nope. That is really...
No.
That is... You are number one.
I'm number one.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That is really very exciting. Go ahead.
How exciting.
Go ahead.
I've been wanting to call you for a month now.
Yep. Great. I'm glad you got through and you are number one and you are the first one from Honolulu ever. Go ahead.
Terrific. I know you have a lot of listeners here.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yep.
I'm a gay male. I'm 40 years old.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I've heard you give advice to other gay people before.
Yes.
Concerning meeting people.
Yes.
And now that there's AIDS is a problem.
Right.
I don't have AIDS.
Yes.
But people do in Hawaii do have AIDS.
Right.
There are people here. There's about 100 cases.
Right.
Now, they predict that there's by the year 1990, there's going to be 4 or 5 times as many people with the disease.
Yep.
How do you recommend me meeting people without having this as a problem?
I know. I can't eradicate that problem. I can only tell you one thing, that hopefully that they are going to find some kind of a cure fast. That's the one thing that I'm going to say. The other thing is that it is very difficult. I could never tell you, go and go out, find yourself a new partner, and and don't worry. Never would I say that. The only thing that I can say is there are some people. I don't say that there is such a thing as safe sex, because I am not a medical doctor. I really could never say that. But I do know that there are some people who say that if two men masturbate each other without ejaculating, without having intercourse, without having anal intercourse, that maybe that there is less of a chance. However, at the same time, they also, that they say that through bodily fluid like kissing.
I was wondering about kissing because in anal intercourse, I use a prophylactic.
Right, you do lose
just like you recommend to your heterosexual couples.
Exactly. And I would say that hopefully that you are going to meet somebody. Where is your last partner? Did you have a steady relationship? Or is it
well, I do have a boyfriend, yes, and he tells me he is safe, but we don't take any chances.
Yeah, which means you do
take
use a condom.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Do you kiss?
We do kiss, yes. Mm.
Now, he says that he is safe because he has been only with you for a long period of time?
Or no, just a short period.
Yeah, a short period of time.
Yes.
And are you happy with him?
Yes, I like him very much. And I know he likes me.
Yeah. Are you living together?
Oh, no. Not yet.
Not yet.
I hope to sometime.
Is it difficult in Honolulu to find people who are gay? Is it difficult
to
meet?
Well, no. I would say that there's an awful lot of people here that are gay.
Yeah.
And then Pardon me?
Do you have a club? I mean, any place or on the beach? Any place particular that you meet?
Well, yes. There's a Metropolitan Community Church here.
Okay.
And there are gay clubs.
Okay, tell me about the Polynesian.
Oh, the Polynesians, they have in their tradition, they have a tradition of having every so many males, every third male or fourth male is brought up as a female. And they call this person a mahu. And especially in families that don't have any daughters.
Yeah.
I don't mean to acquaint homosexuality with being effeminate.
Right.
But this is, in fact, a custom in Polynesia.
Hmm. Are you an anthropologist? This is very interesting.
Oh no. It's just kind of common knowledge in the islands that this is.
I did not know that. And what happens to these men later?
they just tend to be
they stay home and
feminine.
Do they stay home and take care of the household?
Maybe way out in the other islands, way out in the Pacific, further out.
Yeah.
Honolulu is pretty civilized, so it's less likely to happen here than out there.
Well, I better do some homework. In any case, I'm very glad. If you can, don't give me any specific, but what kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm in sales.
You're in sales.
Yes.
And have you always lived in Hawaii?
I've been here for 15 years.
I'm glad to get a phone call from Honolulu. You know, one of the reasons, when I was a little girl, I thought that Honolulu is like the end of the world. When I grew up in Europe and somebody wanted to say something like very, very far away, we used to say Honolulu.
Oh, I see.
So here I'm talking to Honolulu about sexuality.
I have one more question.
Please do.
Can I ask one more question?
Of course.
Okay. Now, in anal intercourse,
yes.
Are there any complications that could arise aside from not using a prophylactic?
Well, now we're not talking about diseases. I do know that some people, men and women, do complain about hemorrhoids. That if they do have hemorrhoids, that anal intercourse becomes very painful.
Oh, I see.
If it's very vigorous, that there might be some tearing. But if people take the proper precautions, first of all, the one thing that's very important to say is that around the anus there are many nerve endings.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I have suggested to heterosexual couples to, for example, for the woman, to use, like a surgical glove, but just for a finger, and to use a lubricant and to caress their partners.
Or
the partner.
The male's prostate is very sensitive.
Right.
And pleasurable.
Right. And also there are many women who do like anal intercourse because of the nerve endings.
Because of the nerve endings, but not men. Women do not have a prostate.
Right. Just because of the nerve endings inside the anus, just at the entrance to the anus. Thank you very much for calling. Keep on
thank
listening,
you,
Honolulu. You really make my evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.